Welcome back, Soul Fam. You're with myself, Hazel Halley. This is for the 9th to the 21st of January, 2023. But as ever, all of these readings are timeless. This is Mars Direct and Mercury Direct and the lead up to the new moon in Aquarius 2023. So this is a collective reading. If you're ready to take the next step in your healing journey, head over to my website, CosmicAngel555WixSite.com for a personal reading, Yusai Reiki session or attunements, past life regression, / negative energy removal, hypnotherapy or sound therapy. You can email me, serious inquiries only, at CosmicAngel555@gmail.com. I do also have the Love Yourself ebook available, and I will be doing a sound bath at the end of the month for setting intentions for this year ahead. Be also sure to check out my recent light language transmission. So beautiful. It came true after I had my bath and done Reiki on myself. I like to call it a Reiki bath. The other night, and it was just so amazing. It was, you are safe, you are source. Oh, so powerful. And also be sure to check out the amazing, powerful New Year's affirmations. So this week is a quiet one. This month is kind of quiet. Apart from Mars, yay, going direct on the 12th, swiftly followed by Mercury on the 17th. We will also be feeling the run up to this beautiful new moon in Aquarius and Aquarius season. We'll be feeling the shift into the air. On the 21st, we have Aquarius season. On the 21st, we have the new moon in Aquarius. On the 19th, we're going into Aquarius season. Yay! Then also on January the 22nd, we are into the Chinese New Year. It is the year of the rabbit. Yay! Shout outs to my rabbits. I am a year of the rabbit in the Chinese calendar, so it's gonna be a good year. Either way, we're all making it a good year, no matter what year it is in the calendar. Finally, as well, on the 22nd, we also have Uranus going direct. Woohoo! So, although we did start off this month with a lot of retrograde energy, we are finishing it with a lot of direct movement. So before I get into Mercury going direct, as I just mentioned there, we have started off the year with a lot of retrograde energy, and this energy gave us the chance to go inwards and sometimes backwards for reflection, contemplation, and to be launched forward. So this month and week, we will be starting to feel a shift in the energy, especially as Mars is our planet of motivation and action. This year is less talk and more walk, guys. As we know, actions speak louder than words, and talk is cheap. So Mars rules over the root chakra, which is linked in with our survival, our safety, our security. Mars has been retrograde since the 30th of October in Gemini. 30th of October 2022 in Gemini. guiding us to reflect on where needs improving in our life and our approach to the way we do things. Our motivation and life force energy was kind of zapped with Mars retrograde. So with it going direct, we will see an improvement in our motivation, in our need to take action, in our creativity, in our ambition, in our confidence, and in our push. I also want to say that Mars rules over our masculine, divine masculine, which is our drive, which is our action. With Mercury direct on the 17th, communication, technology, travel, clarity, the subconscious will start to be back on track. So this was short and sweet this week, guys. I'll be back next for the new moon in Aquarius. So this guidance will keep us going up until then. All of the messages that I pulled, I did ask just for guidance, what we need to be aware of through this time of Mars retrograde. Mars going direct. Mercury going direct, and also the run up to the new moon in Aquarius. So as ever, guys, let us take a moment to shift our awareness, tune our cord into Mother Gaia. And also up into Venus. And tuning into our heart center. And the amazing frequencies of love, light and guidance that's available right now. Okay, so we're going to listen to some root chakra frequencies. Well, I'm going to play some root chakra frequencies. So guys, we have some lovely messages ahead as ever. So Soul Fam, our first card overall energy that we're all working with now for the run up to the new moon in Aquarius, and also for Mars and Mercury going direct. We are still working with self-love. We are still working with the energy from the full moon in Cancer. As I said, that's setting the tone for this year. We're ending the year with another full moon in Cancer. But apart from that, I feel like Venus is active in there somewhere. I am going to read this out, beautiful souls, because sometimes I feel like if it comes out this way, sometimes it can activate more. For your self-love, sometimes it doesn't matter how many times I say it, it sometimes takes something else to activate it. So I'm feeling drawn to read this out. Self-love is such a big one. It really, really is. I can't even explain to you that it all literally boils down to self-love. Radical self-love is necessary. Impairment starts from the inside out. Do not compare yourself to others. Start your change with focus and love of self. Every day I bring radical self-love to body, mind and spirit. Sometimes we feel we're not enough. Sometimes we're even told we're not enough by our own voice, the voices of others and our culture. Not smart enough, not pretty enough, not powerful enough, not talented enough, not good enough at what we choose to do. Not ambitious enough, not experienced enough, not curvy enough, not thin enough. You get the gist. Then there is the opposite, that we're too something, too tall, too short, too thin, too wrinkly, too pimply, too old, too young, too opinionated, blah, blah, blah. Please just stop. Put your blinkers on. Breathe. Be with yourself. Do ritual. Speak to the goddess or whatever energy floats your boat and ask for help. Yes, indeed, listen to any and all of the crazy misendeavors that your mind may throw at you, but then hug these untruths like a crying puppy and soothe the reasons they are there. Know that you are doing the best you can right now and that you are not your past. And you can soothe yourself, and most importantly, you can move on. Know that this comparison craziness is just a diversion from knowing yourself really well and discovering amazing, delicious aspects of yourself that are entirely satisfying. Focus on you, not others, and discover where you really might like change. If anywhere or anything, for your own personal benefit, not for some outward measure of enoughness. True power and happiness comes from the inside out, like an unfurling spiral. Woe is the person who relies on the opinions of others to gain happiness and self-measure. Choose radical self-love. Choose you. So there's so many things that I want to pick up on. First, hug these untruths. Hug and embrace the untruths. Truth is coming up so much. It's going to come up again in this reading. Being authentic with ourselves, being truthful with ourselves, being honest with ourselves is coming up a lot. That also links in with self-reflection, which is a hard thing to do, but let's face it, it takes more energy to ignore it and keep living the lie than being true to yourself. I also want to pick up on empowerment starts from the inside out. Be the change you want to see. It starts with you. You do have to put the work in. It's not just going to get handed to you. I know this day and age, everything's just easy peasy, lemon squeezy, but it's not when it comes to your soul healing. You really have to realise the bigger picture of how much you took on when you signed your soul contract to incarnate on this earth plane at this time, where the frequency is right now. You're healing this life. You're healing past lives. You're healing your mother line in your blood ancestral lineage, which goes back 7 generations. You're healing your father line, which goes back 7 generations. And then you're healing your galactic lineages as well, which are infinite. We can't even put a number on them. So if you can get that into your head of how much you're healing in this lifetime, you really need tools to help you. If you're trying to pull from your own reserves to do all of this, I don't even know. You need tools, that's all I can say. You need tools, and this all starts with self-love. Because if you don't feel like you can invest in yourself because you're feeling unworthy of it, you're the only one that can make yourself feel worthy. It's like when we're in the dark night of the soul, we're in the shadows. We have to drag ourselves. If you've ever been in a dark place where you're at rock bottom, you have to drag yourself back up out with that. Nobody else can do it for you. They can try, they can be there, but it starts with you. It starts with you. We're all in this together, guys. We're all in this. We're all holding the light. We're all trying to bring this back into a balance. It's not a competition. It's not a competition. Our next card is from the lovely deck that my soul sis got me. Ooh, ooh, ooh. This is my soul sis that lives up the other end of the country. She's holding the light up there. She was the one that actually activated me again into remembering what I came here for in 2017. We've been reconnected in this incarnation. We've journeyed into lots of past lives that we've had together in Atlantis, in Lemuria, in Egypt, and then also back into the galactics, and then also just some normal lifetimes that were not so nice, especially the witch days, and then other ones as well that I won't get into. But anyway, sorry, that was a bit of a tangent, but I love these cards. We got the, I'm going to try and pronounce this right, Venus Swainen. So Venus, but Venus Swainen. So beings from Venus. There you go, Mercury. You're not wrecking my speech this time. Okay, so star beings. Sorry, star being guides. Answered the call. Time to shine. The Venus Swainens are advanced cosmic beings similar to angels who come from the planet Venus. They are our starry ancestors and are dedicated to helping us experience and embody divine love. There are millions of them, and many of us will have them working with us as guides. If you feel drawn to this information or strongly connected to the stars or star people, there's a good chance that there are many extraterrestrial beings around you at this time, many of whom will be connected to Venusian Galactic Council, governed by Lady Venus and Saint Kumar. The Venus Waning Galactic Council is a divine board of directors who are responsible for recruiting lightworkers and leaders on Earth who have the potential to make a huge difference by following the call of their soul. When they come to us, it's an honor and an opportunity to be reminded of a connection that was active before we came into this incarnation. There's no set way of working with the Venezuelans, but they will contact us in dreams or meditation to share information that will support us on our journey. They often send spiritual downloads in true forms of understanding. Dreams about flying or being in space are other ways in which they will come true to us. On a bright starry night, Venus Wayne and Galactic Council, thank you for helping me answer the call of my soul. So that's what to say when you're outside looking under the stars. Here's the message. This is a call to action. You are being asked to step up and create the changes. Oh my God, there it is again.
You can't make this up, guys. I swear to God, the last few days, the cards. Me and my solstice have been pulling cards, and they've been just actually messing like this, the way they're after bringing that out now in two cards here. That last card said, step up and be the change you want to see. And now it's saying here, you are being asked to step up and create the changes you want to see in the world. Oh God, they have such a sense of humor. Oh my God, it's in higher self. So if you didn't get that message the first time, just saying it a second time. You have a reason for being here, and you have the potential to inspire, support and heal your corner of the world. Don't let this information scare or overwhelm you, for you are being prepared energetically to step into this role. The ideas you have been recently... The ideas you have been having recently are divine downloads, but you aren't being called to make dramatic changes to your life, simply to move forward step by step. The Venus Waning Galactic Council will reveal more information to support you. Be aware of downloads of information and spiritual signs, for they are confirmation that you are on the right path. Yes. Well, so another call to action. There you go. You're being asked to step up. I made the intuition oracle deck to help all the collective connect with their higher self. That's the main reason why I made that deck, for your intuition to connect with your higher self, because that bond needs to be strong. You need to understand the difference between your star family, between your higher self, between your archangels, between the grandmasters of Yusei Reiki, all different energetic signatures. And the only way to do that is to trust and strengthen the connection with your higher self and your star family as well. So I will be bringing out more meditations this year. I will be bringing affirmations. I will be doing a lot more work to help you and connect. We are yourself. Step and merge into that. Again, I will say the real healing only starts when you get to your level 3 in your Yusei Reiki. So if you haven't even went on that journey, definitely do, because it's one of the main tools that will help you. You've done it before in past lives, so it's just reactivating in this incarnation. So what an amazing card. I also love how it said, simply move forward step by step. And I'm also saying this because what I was previously saying about understanding the energetic signatures is because then you can understand if it's the Venus Waning Galactic Council connecting with you. Is it the Arcturians? Is it the Palladians? Is it the Zetas? Is it Orion? Is it Sirius? Is it the Andromedans? Is it the Panti? You know? Is it the White Mantis? Is it my hybrid children? Okay, guys, our next card is a dragon, because I felt like we just needed a dragon right now. We got the Air and Water Dragon. Helps you connect to higher frequencies. Trust your intuition. Oh my God, they're so funny, aren't they? I literally just said that. Develop your psychic abilities. Be open to enlightenment. Express your inner song. Fourth dimensional blue and green Air and Water Dragons pour light into our third eye to assist our psychic and spiritual development. They help us to dissolve our veils of illusion and enable us to see from a higher perspective. At the same time, they bring us inspiration and higher aspirations. They remind us to trust our intuition even when logic demands another course of action. Add air to water and you create bubbles and sparkling waters. Air and water dragons bring lightness and something special to our life. When they soar and shimmer around us, a sense of happiness and hope lights up within us. They enable us to connect with our inner song and start to express it. Call on the blue and green air and water dragon to enter your third eye to awaken and activate your higher fifth dimensional abilities. This will bring you crystal clear clarity and new vision and awareness of life. Your third eye is a very sensitive psychic center, and when it is fifth dimensional, the air and water dragons clarify and protect it and enhance your ability to use it for the highest good. Then they enable you to connect to Neptune, the planet of higher spirituality, to open to a new enlightened understanding. Choosing this card calls on you to use your intuition as well as your spiritual knowledge and wisdom to see everything from an illuminated perspective. Air and water dragons will then surround you and enable your life to flow. They will attune you so that your voice expresses the true notes of your soul. So, wow, beautiful souls, an amazing, amazing energy there from the air and water dragon, helping to activate your third eye, open you up to the higher frequencies, connecting again with your higher self. I do just want to pick up, because that last word, attune, just keeps sticking out in my head, you know, so definitely attunement to Reiki. The next card that we got before we move on to the tarot is authenticity. Authenticity is the daily practice of letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we are. Your wisdom is the result of your courage to break through walls that once limited your life. This card reminds you to reflect on how much you have already achieved, dear one. Reflect on your breakthroughs and ask yourself, is there any more walls or masks that still need to be removed? Breaking through walls is like taking off self-constructed social masks. Masks that serve only to hide your true authentic nature and conceal the full radiance and magnificence of your light. Your connection to your soul is lost when masks are worn and freedom is traded for social facades. Being authentic, however, is a result of accepting both the light and shadow aspects of yourself. It is about allowing your soul's true expression of light to shine through despite your mind's hesitancy. I can't say that word right now. Mercury fog off. It's cool. Hesitancy. Authenticity is having the courage to be true to your very core. Dear one, release any fears that you hold about what others may expect from you. It can sometimes be all too easy to get lost in the spiritual identity of self and live your life trapped in the expectations of others. As much as it is your natural state to inspire and uplift others, remember to always be true to yourself. This could simply mean putting yourself first or taking some time out to rejuvenate your own energy resources. The chakra that's associated with this is the solar plexus and the throat. So the solar plexus is located in between your rib cage. It's the third chakra and it's to do with our confidence, our willpower. Self-worth can be linked in there as well. And then your throat is obviously up at your throat. It's where you speak your truth. It's where you communicate clearly. It's where Mercury doesn't try and wreck your vocabulary. The exercise, what does authenticity mean to you? Write down what comes to you and the reasons why it's so important to be authentic. The affirmation, I am courageous and free, living a life authentically. That rhymes. Being me. So being authentic with yourself, being true to yourself. The Japanese have a great saying that everyone has three masks. The one that they show to the world, the one that they show to their friends, and then the one that they show to themselves. We're bringing back in a fifth dimensional frequency. We're bringing back in a balance of the divine masculine and feminine. We're ruling out distortion and bringing back in oneness. So therefore, we need to all get to the mask that we show ourselves, to be the first mask and only mask that we have. So guys, we're moving on to my first deck, Intuition Oracle. Oh, by Cosmic Angel 555. There is now even guidebook with this to help you use your intuition. You know, guys, literally was just saying this to you today to the solstice, and she agreed with me because she was doing the same. We both started off with cards, you know, cards every day for like 5 years straight to grow our intuition and connection with our higher self. And that was before any Reiki, you know. And then the Reiki came in, it was like, whoa, you know, it's just a different ball game. Also, like, if you're not practicing, if you are tuned to Reiki and you're not practicing it, well then it's, you know, what's the point? It's not a fad. The whole point of that is a self-healing tool. So you need to use the tools and resources that you have right now. What's coming up here, the three main aspects is truth, higher self messages, and hybrid. So that hybrid is linking in as well with last week, and it's also linking in again with our 12-strand DNA, with our extraterrestrial origins, with our star family, again with the hybrid programs that I mentioned last week. Messages, higher self, again growing that connection, strengthening, trusting, expanding. Truth, speaking your truth, being truthful with yourself, with others. You know, actually, me mother said that saying to me the other day, that she'd rather be hurt by the truth than something by a lie. Sorry, I can't say the bleeding saying properly now, but you know what I'm saying. She'd rather be told the truth than hurt by a lie. You know that way? So when you're truthful, you always know where you stand with people. There's no beating around the bush. There's no walking on eggshells. There's no, oh, am I going to hurt somebody's feelings? Because you're just truthful. It is what it is, you know? So that's three main aspects that's backing up mostly of what we were already after hearing. Thank you guys for them messages. I did pull a self-love card from my self-love oracle that I created. This one is forgiveness. Forgiveness can also lead to feelings of empathy, compassion, and understanding for the person who has wronged you. Forgiveness does not imply forgetting or excusing the hurt you have suffered, nor does it imply making amends with the person who caused it. Forgiveness provides a sense of calm that allows you to move on with your life. Practice forgiveness with yourself today. So again, self-love and forgiveness go hand in hand. And understanding your role, understanding the bigger picture, understanding that we're all here playing roles right now, and anyone that's wronged you took the role of the baddie for the lessons that is we're learning in that situation, in that relationship, in whatever it was. Because when we all leave here, we all go back to source energy. We all go back to our star family. We're not judged, we're only loved. So you have to take your responsibility for the part you played in it as well and understand the bigger picture. Bring forgiveness into it. Again, it doesn't wipe away whatever happened. That was your experience, and take every bit of it, take every strength out of it as well. But bring in forgiveness. This is coming from somebody that was in a domestic abusive relationship from the age of 15 to 21. You know, and actually attempted suicide to get out of it. And it wasn't just a little cry for help, it was a proper, I had planned that for months. And I had to bring forgiveness into all of that. I had to turn my whole life around. I had to get on a path of tools that would work for me and not just cover a symptom. I had to really dig deep into the shadows of self-reflection. And that's what the collective has to do. That's the point where you need to get, and you can't get to that until you do your level 3 Reiki, and that's only the start of it. It's only the start of it. And I know you're like, oh fuck, I don't want to hear that. No, I know, but that's what I'm here for, guys. I'm sorry. Like, I know not everybody's going to like me. I'm triggering as well, but I'm here to remind us of what you came here for. You came here to have a physical experience, all right, and live the life you are living, but that's not only you. You have a mission. You came here to do work. Sorry, guys, I know I might be giving out a bit, but, you know, it's 2023. It's after coming up in all the cards today as well. It's been a call to action. It's fucking go time now. It has been go time. I'm not even going to lie. It fucking has been go time for a while. You know, so it's time to just get on with it. I know it can be a little scary and this and that, but God, come on. Look at how many people have one night fucking stands and don't even think twice about it, and they're giving their sacred power away to somebody they don't even know and ending up connecting energetic cords. You know, like, they do that quicker than put a bit of work into their fucking healing, which is crazy. You know, you're worth it. You're an investment. You came here to enjoy this life as well, not to just keep replaying cycles. And again, it's being truthful with yourself. So if you're just going through life and you're like, I don't need any healing, I'm grand, I'm just dipping me toe into this spiritual shit, you're being in self-denial and you're being untruthful with yourself, because you're a soul that stepped down to come into earth at this time. Of course you have healing to do. Of course you have a mission to do. Okay, guys, we're moving on to my 12 chakra oracle deck, which was downloaded from my extraterrestrial star family after a lot of contact. So we're working with the root chakra. It's the fourth chakra. The location is at the base of your spine. The color is red. The hertz is 396 hertz. It represents safety, security, and foundation. The crystals you can use is red jasper, bloodstone, and hermonite. The practice is to take care of your physical body, and the sound is lam. The aspect that might be blocked from the root chakra coming up to the run up to this new moon in Aquarius is resentment. So resentment can also link in with forgiveness, again linking in with self-love, linking in with responsibility, linking in with authenticity, linking in with bigger picture, linking in with all of that. So in a moment we will move on to my tarot. Oh no, it's not my tarot, but we're moving on to the tarot. I will have a tarot deck, don't worry, but that will take a while because, you know, 78 cards in the tarot deck, structured and all that shit, you know. I don't mean shit, but you know what I mean. So we will be moving on to that now in a second. Ooh, if yous are still here, if yous haven't said fuck that bitch, I'm never listening to her again. Okay guys, so here we are with the tarot. Okay, right, here we go, my trajectory. Okay guys, so these are the energies that we're working with now for the next couple of days. It's probably about 2 weeks or less for the run up to this new moon and from Mars and Mercury going direct. So first of all, there's definitely a transformation, there's definitely a rebirth, there's definitely a metamorphosis, there's definitely new beginnings coming in here now. There is fiery energy coming back, there's forward movement, there's creativity, motivation, basically mojo back, energy, life force being refilled, action getting taken. There's also then a completion coming in some areas and aspects of our life, and we are then moving on to the next cycle and the next chapter. We were being reminded to not hold on too tight to the past, especially when it comes to money, to security, to creating foundations. We're being asked to let new life in. I feel like this definitely relating to abundance, again to the self-worth, knowing that your needs are already met before you even ask. Anything you spend comes back to you multiplied. Understanding that money is only energy. Everything is energy. Quantum physics. Yeah, so it's really new life. We are being asked to not hold on too tight to the olds and let the new in. I also actually feel that that's definitely linking in with ancestral lineages. When it's coming to old 3D timelines of having to work really hard for what you want. Again, when we're stepping more into a 5D timeline of making things easier, doing what we love in order to desire what we want and create that life. What we're asked to watch out for here, I suppose, is first of all, be happy with what we've planted. Second of all, be grateful and tap into the resources that we have right now at our feet and or at our hands to us, ready, available to us in the physical and non-physical. And then move forward swiftly. I feel like there's definitely just some second guessing going on there. Yeah. Some self-doubt maybe coming in there. I'm feeling truth and honesty. I'm feeling like maybe there's a need to be honest and truthful with yourself. I'm definitely feeling like there's a need for gratitude there in any way. There's definitely just a need for gratitude. Then we are creating again this future. We're choosing a path. We're choosing different opportunities and different directions. And this is leading to protecting this path, having the push to go forward, even if we can't fully see the way out. We're being guided again by our intuition, by that pull of what we're creating. By that determination is what's coming in there strongly. Before we move on to the final card to wrap this up, I did pull a card from the Before Tarot. So a main aspect of what we really need to know before the new moon in Aquarius. And for that, we're being really guided here to not miss the guidance that's coming from our higher self, that's coming from the higher realms, from our guides. I feel like if we can be too lost in thought, in contemplation, it's all about bringing the head and the heart into a balance and making decisions from there, bringing that into alignment more so. I'm feeling than a balance, I'm feeling like syncing it up instead of making a decision from the head or making a decision from the heart, maybe trying to sync them up, balance them out. So yeah, I'm just feeling like there's definitely a need to not get lost in our emotions and thoughts and listen to the amazing opportunities and guidance that's being offered to us. And our final card is Galactic Department, that we are all working with as collective. And it is the Zeta Reticuli. It is the present timeline. And it is learning to nurture. So when the Zetas turned off their emotions in the ancient days and lost the ability to procreate, they also lost the understanding of how to nurture. Later, when they began procreating again, they had no idea how to nurture their new children. And they called in Hazel Halley. I'm going to mess up. No, but I did sign up. That's my guy's messing again, I'm sorry.
I
It's funny, isn't it? It's funny. It's funny because it's true. That's why I'm laughing. Understanding how to nurture. Later when they again, yeah. So they had no idea how to nurture their new children and relied on humans to help them. The issue of nurturance is an important one, but it isn't one-sided. We must nurture ourselves as well as each other. This card asks you to look honestly at your ability or resistance to nurture yourself. If your needs are not met, you cannot be of service to others. It is time to honor your self-nurturing needs without guilt. In their darkest time in the past, the Zetas vowed never to feel emotion, thinking that emotion was the cause of their problems. If you didn't catch last week's guidance for the full moon in Cancer, please check that out because the previous cards linking to this came up. But being fully cut off from emotion always backfires. It causes isolation and tremendous desolation. As if you live in a desert with no source of nourishment. In physical reality, nurturing and the giving / receiving of love are forms of nourishment that are essential. With the help of humans, Zetas had to relearn how to give and receive nurturing and love. If you pulled this card, it could have several meanings. Most likely it refers to a tendency you might have to put everyone else first and never nurture yourself. If this is the case, then this card is a loud message that this must change. If you don't nurture yourself, you don't have the energy to assist others. It is time to see your own nurturing to be as important as the nurturing of others. An alternative meaning might be that you are so afraid to open your heart to nurturing from others because you don't want to get hurt. If so, this is an old pattern and it must be released. If you have a particular strong Zeta connection, this card may also refer to a lifetime you've had during this era, or Zeta being who is connected to you now. Whatever the meaning, begin to form a new relationship with the idea of nurturing both the self and of others. Where it leads may be a pleasant surprise. So thank you as always, beautiful souls, for joining me for this guidance. I will be back soon with some guidance for the new moon in Aquarius. Remember to check out the light language transmission and the New Year's affirmations. I do hope to see some of you beautiful souls at the sound bath at the end of the month. I am so grateful for everybody that I have helped. I am helping and I will help in the future. Thank you for joining me. Enjoy the weekend. Namaste.